Thank you.
I do not know. I'm sorry, I don't want to speak for that. We obviously continue to wish the ALS Association success. Obviously, it's a very important cause. Yes.
And related to that, are there any efforts to U.S. Ambassador to Israel Dan Shapiro participated in the challenge
before this went out?
Before, yeah. Sure. So should we expect any, I don't know, disciplinary actions or anything further?
I don't have any details on any of that. I don't. I would guess no.
Thank you.
One more?
Yes, please. Just to clarify the Twitter issue. I mean, Twitter with the ISIS.
Uh-huh.
When they took Twitter and YouTube, when they took away the video of the killing, it was done by them? I mean,
correct, yes,
I mean,
by them.
YouTube guys?
Yes.
Or you ask you and the DOD?
Well, we in the Defense Department spoke to them, and we would highlight, the video would be taken down by YouTube and then pop up in other places on YouTube. So we would highlight for them when that happened, but they take all the action here. They take it down if it violates their terms of service.
And regarding the Twitter account, mm-hmm. is that a request from you, or the Twitter people decided to do it?
The Twitter people decide what they do with their own platform. We highlight for them when these things exist online, which they want these things not to be on their websites either. So we think when things violate their terms of use, and we just don't think this should be
just to complete, because a few weeks ago mm-hmm. it was raised from this podium, the issue that there was State Department following the Twitter of the ISIL, and that there is kind of discussions or intervening in some of the discussions to correct their perception.
Well, that's separate. That's completely separate.
So it's done? Now it's done, that policy?
Well, no. Online, we engage in a variety of ways with a variety of actors, but that effort and how we do that and counter ISIL's messaging online is very different than this, in some ways, very bureaucratic conversation we have when we see a video that violates this terms of service that YouTube has, wants not to be on its website. We flag that for them.
I guess the recruiting YouTube. Apparently, you have recruiting.
It's YouTube. A huge problem. I mean,
so is that something that should fall under that same?
Well, I would refer to them for what their specific usage policy is. I don't know if propaganda, where that falls in it. I was speaking very specifically to the video, particularly, that we had conversations about.
I just want to say that this was a brutal murder or brutal propaganda by the terrorists. And in India, most of the television stations, they refused to show the video.
Good. Well, I wish more people were like that. Thank you for pointing that out, though. I wish there were, online, we've tried very hard to not let this video be seen by anyone else, quite frankly.
Going through those video links, I came across that most of them say that the owner of the channel has taken it down, has removed it. It doesn't say that YouTube has...
Well, the owner is YouTube. So, again, I don't speak for YouTube, but I don't think they want people violating their policies.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, guys. And no planning on a briefing tomorrow. It's Friday in August. Good afternoon, everyone, and I'm very sorry for the delay.